Itinuturing ng Oxford Dictionary ang social media bilang websites o applications that enable users to create and share contents or to participate in social networking. Ang dami ng social media platforms ay lumaki ng husto. Facebook, Twitter, Google+, at Instagram ang ilang halimbawa. Ang paglaki ng Facebook ay may tuturing na nakakamangha. Ito ay sinimula ng isang estudyante sa Harvard sa pangalang Mark Zuckerberg na nauwi sa isang kumpanyang may halos 16,000 empleyado sa 48 opisina sa buong mundo. 12 taon pagkalipas simulan, ang Facebook ay sinasabing may mahigit na 1 bilyong gumagamit araw-araw. Sinabi ni Mia Garlick, pinuno ng Facebook Australia, na ang bilang ng mga Australianong gumagamit ng kanilang network ay nagpapatuloy na lumaki.
In Australia, those numbers are 13 million Australians who are active on Facebook, with 10 million using it every day. And these numbers are, they've increased year on year. So the daily active users on Facebook have increased by 19% year on year.
Ayon sa lecturer Nicolas Cara ng University of Queensland Journalism and Communication, ang pagpapahayag sa sarili sa pamamagitan ng social media ay naging parang ordinaryo na lamang.
If you want to be connected to your friends, you kind of have to be on social media. It is the kind of platform through which you kind of do social relationships now.
Itinagdag ni Ginoong Cara na may ugnayan sa pagitan ng social media phenomenon at ang pinakahuling uptake sa smartphones.
Social media and the smartphone are bound up with each other, and the popularity of each is dependent on the other, if you like. So social media becomes a phenomenon when we start carrying a device around in our hands every day that's connected to the internet, and we use that device to both access streams of media content, but also to tell a story about ourselves.
Sa kabila nito, ilang tao ang nagdududa tungkol sa benepisyo ng mga sites kagaya ng Facebook at nagdesisyong umalis dito. Pinangalanan ng University of Vienna researchers ang taong 2013 bilang Year of Virtual Identity Suicide. Natagpuan ng pag-aaral na ang mga umalis sa Facebook ay may magkatulad na katangian na mas malamang na sila ay mga lalaki, may malalim na pangunawa at kalimitang kakaunti ang mga kaibigan. Ang mga umalis ay nababahala malimit tungkol sa polisa sa pribasiya at halos kalahati ang nagsabi na may duda sila na ginagamit ang kanilang personal na impormasyon sa ibang paraan. Sinabi ni Claire Sullivan, isang law expert sa University of South Australia Cyberspace, na ang pagkabahala tungkol sa pribasiya ay kalimitang kaugnay ng paggamit ng tinatawag na click contacts sa website.
Basically, you accept the terms when you click into the system, and it's a very one-sided process. So if you want to use Facebook, you automatically have to agree to their terms and conditions. Unlike a kind of more traditional contract where you would have some bargaining and you could say what you agreed to and what you didn't. So it's a take it or leave it contract, and it's usually fairly heavily weighted in favor of the company rather than the consumer.
Ipinaliwanag ni Mia Garlick ng Facebook ang ganitong problema.
Similar to many online services, we provide a service for hundreds of millions of people around the world. So we do have terms and conditions that people agree to when they sign up to use the site. I think there is a couple of different things, though, that we do, because it is important to us that people feel in control and do understand the terms. So what we do is we unpack those into separate terms and conditions.
Tinawag naman ang Facebook ni Associate Professor David Lindsay ng Monash University Faculty of Law bilang isang malawakang eksperimento sa lipunan.
People are making public to be distributed amongst a large number of people things that have never been made public before. And this can have very serious effects upon the way in which people lead their lives, particularly if there are things that are embarrassing or uncomfortable, which come back to have an effect upon people in their, for example, professional life.
Nagkaroon ng kasunduan sa mga organisasyon ng social media na magbabago pagkalipas ng panahon. Sinabi ni Ginoong Lindsay na bahala ang mga gumagamit na gumawa ng kaukulang hakbang upang ipagtanggol ang kanilang pribasiya. Ayon sa 26 na taong Ilya Lanster, dati siyang masipag gumamit ng Facebook.
I was very, very active. That's part of the reason why I had to get off, because I would post a lot of my own posts. I would get involved in a lot of other people's posts. I was always liking things and whatever.
Itinagdag niya na tumigil siyang gumamit nito, 5 buwan na ang nakakalipas at nakaramdam siya ng maluwag. Pagkatapos ay napansin niya na ang kanyang kaugalian sa paggamit ay nawala.
At first actually it was funny because I had the application on my phone, and because I was so used to pressing the Facebook app, and even after the app was deleted off my phone and there was an empty space where the app used to be, my finger still used to go to that spot on the phone, and the same with the Facebook Messenger app. So I still used to, just out of habit because I was bored, I used to still press the Facebook where the Facebook app used to sit, but there was nothing there, so nothing opened. I would just press the screen. It was very weird.
Sinabi din niya na hindi niya naiisip na makipag-ugnayan sa kanyang mga kaibigan sa pamamagitan ng Facebook.
I think people forget you. That's the only thing. Like sometimes I wonder like who I was really friends with and stuff, because when I was on Facebook, obviously you're in touch with everybody all the time, and even if you're not in touch, you still feel like you're in touch with them because you always see their photos, you always know where they are, you always know what they're doing in their lives. But when you're not on Facebook, all of a sudden you don't know anything about anyone, and I started forgetting people's names and stuff.
Isang katatapos lamang nag-graduate sa universidad, si Rebecca Picalio, ang umalis sa Facebook nitong taon at nagsabing lumuwag ang kanyang pakiramdam.
Yeah, I actually felt relieved afterwards because I didn't feel that I have to look at a phone. You know, you wake up, you normally grab your phone, check what's happening on Facebook, and now I just wake up and get slowly the day started as it should be, and it feels good. I don't have to look at it. The main problem was for me definitely that I wasted so much time on Facebook, and I could use the time way better. I don't want to be addicted to social media.
Sinabi naman ni Claire Sullivan ng University of South Australia na ang mga posts, litrato at mensahe na idinagdag natin sa social media ay hindi madaling alising tuluyan.
It's very difficult to obliterate the whole trace. You know, every time we go on the internet, we're leaving a footprint behind. If you want to go off a particular site, you've really got to go back and try and wipe all of those footprints, you know, with all of your contacts over years, and that's pretty much impossible to do. So even when you think you've deleted something, a forensic expert can usually get in there and find that information.
Ang pag-alis sa site na tulad ng Facebook ay hindi kailangang permanente. Maaring alisin ng isang gumagamit ang kanilang buong profile o gawin itong deactivated. Ganito ang paliwanag ni Mia Garlic.
They have a choice. They can either deactivate it or they can delete it. We introduced deactivation because what we found was that some people deleted it but then actually wanted to get back into their account later on. Deletion is there for people who definitely know that they don't want to have an account on the site anymore. We do try to make sure that they understand that means that we will delete the content, and that's why we offer the deactivation process, just in case people have second thoughts at a future date.
Isang pag-aaral ng Pew Research Center ang nagsabi na 61% ng mga gumagamit ng social media ang gumawa ng mahabang pahinga dito. Kalimitan ay sa tagal na ilang linggo o mas mahaba pa. Kaya ano ang kinabukasan ng mga social media? Sinabi ni Nicholas Carey ng University of Queensland na ang social media ay magpapatuloy na lumago, subalit ang mga hamon ay kailangang itapat sa mga pangangailangan ng mga gumagamit.
This is the media platform that will kind of dominate the media sphere, if you like, in the coming years. And I think what we're going to see unfold over the next 5-10 years and so on is a form of media that uses more and more and more information to kind of constantly adapt to us. And that means the adaptations it makes will be in order to keep us engaged on our devices for longer and longer and longer, revealing more about ourselves and our lives and our interests and so on.
SBS Filipino, sa radio, online at mobile.